My guest today is pianist composer Steve Kuhn. He's also a longtime friend of mine. As a teenager, he played with the likes of Coleman Hawkins and Stan Getz, developing his own style along the way. And still developing along the way, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's an ongoing project.
Sure is.
It's always challenging.
How are you?
I'm well. It's wonderful to see you.
You too.
Many years that have
I know.
Gone in between, but you look wonderful, and I'm really happy to be here with you today.
Thank you. I'm just very happy to hear about your new record on Blue Note.
Yes, it's the latest. I signed with Blue Note, and we did a live recording at Birdland.
It was a very nice record. In fact,
maybe you'll
play something from it.
I shall do that, yes. Ron Carter was the bassist, is the bassist, and Al Foster was the drummer.
We had a
nice time.
You couldn't miss with those guys.
No, it's like it just sort of runs itself. The trio runs by itself.
We would think so.
We did, 20 years earlier, we did recording at the Village Vanguard live, and so this was sort of a 20th anniversary commemoration of that, and only this time it was at Birdland, but it was really, really enjoyable working with those guys.
It's incredible. 20 years ago, it just flew by, didn't it?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to hearing this. Which one is it going to be?
This is one of my all-time heroes, Fats Waller, and this is one of his songs called The Jitterbug Waltz.
Oh, that's a great song. I shall listen with pleasure. These tunes, did you play them, learn them by ear or off a record or something?
Some I did. I remember when I was quite young getting the very first fake book that came out at that time, and I would just go through the fake book page by page, and there were three songs on each page, and there were maybe a thousand songs in the book, and I would just go through the pages and play the songs, play them all, and picked out what I liked.
And then you could learn them by memory?
Yeah. Well, I had a photographic memory.
That was handy.
Which I have an echo of, but it's fading. It's fading as the years go by. But things I heard on the radio, things from records that my father had. I remember listening when I was really young to all the boogie woogie pianists, because that was a big influence.
Oh, those guys. Lux
Lewis, Pine Top Smith, Pete Johnson, Albert Ammons. I mean, I love that stuff. I loved it,
and it's wonderful.
It really is.
I'm not terribly good at playing it anymore, but I used to.
Neither am I, but I certainly played a lot of them. As a matter of fact, when I was studying, when I was very young, and I started to study when I was, I think, five. And I was studying the classical repertoire, of course, but what I was doing was playing the classical pieces, but I was improvising on them, because it was boring to me to play the thing the same way that each time I played it. And there was very little variety you can do. You can change the dynamics of it, or maybe the tempo, but so I would improvise, and my teachers were not too thrilled about that. To keep my interest, they would give me a boogie-woogie piece to play during that week, so the following week I would play that piece, but at least I was able to have something where I could give vent to my improvisational.
Well, when did you get to your lessons with the fabulous Madame
Shaloff?
Shaloff.
When we moved to Boston, I think I was 12 at the time. I started studying when I was 5, so 7 years of instruction in Brooklyn, where I was born, and in Chicago, where we had moved after Brooklyn. Those 7 years, essentially, when I met her, she just really broke down what I was doing technically and just had to re-educate me in terms of how to play the instrument, really, and about the Russian school of piano technique, and I know you know about that.
Now, what is that?
It's the ability to play dynamically the whole gamut, the range of dynamics, and also in terms of tempo, play as slow or as fast in a way that you can just... It's really hard to explain it, but all the while being able to get a sound on the piano. And in order to get that sound, she used to use the analogy, which is very... I use it when I teach a little bit now. The thinking of your fingertip as the reed, if you were a horn player, and thinking of the key as the mouthpiece, and you literally blowing into the key from your finger.
Well, that's fascinating.
And then the sound comes out the soundboard, which is the way it's supposed to. And that's, you know, to get a good piano sound. And a lot of people are not aware of this. What they do, pianists, let's say, they will tense up in their forearms, and they don't allow the sound to come out to the fingertip. They tense up, the flow of the blood stops, and you know, a lot of times it affects the sound, so it becomes very brittle, and it doesn't have a natural piano sound. So the thing that when I used to do it, she used to say to me, just stop playing, drop your arms to your side, and let the blood flow to your fingertips, and then put your hands back up on the piano and just keep your arms light, no resistance, because she used to touch my arm, and if I stiffened up at all, then she said, no, just relax. And basically, it was, if I was able to do this, and it took a number of years to really get it into my psyche where I didn't have to think about it, you could play, really, the tempos were not a problem, any tempos, and whole dynamic range was within your grasp, and getting a piano sound.
The
sound.
And you're still doing that.
Well, she really taught me well, and as I said, it did take a number of years so I didn't have to think about it.
Well, it's time we had a go at a duet, I think.
Sounds good.
What say you?
Absolutely.
What would you like to do?
Well, there's this lovely song from a motion picture many years ago, The Americanization of Emily.
Oh, yes.
And it happens to be the title song.
And it's a very pretty song.
Yes, I think so.
Well, you start it and I'll follow.
I'll start, okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.